Blog Talk Radio.
Michiko Kelly and Mahalo Pathfinder for the wonderful opening song. That was glorious. And today is May 28th, Thursday 2015. Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome to our show. I want to tell you, first of all, how much we enjoy doing this with you and how much we look forward every Thursday being here with you. And so if you're enjoying this, share it with your friends. And if you haven't already, please come on over to our Facebook page, and it is Aloha Healers Network Community Facebook page, and give us a like there, and you can get a hold of us, both Pathfinder and I there. And you can also, by the way, just as I'm doing this, get in touch with Pathfinder in the email way at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And we are going around the Bagua, and we have been marching around, starting at the north clockwise. And this is the halfway point, folks. And so if you're enjoying this Bagua walk, just check on back in blogtalkradio.com. And in the archives are all those other Bagua walks, starting with the north. And we're right now, we're in the south. And the horse is in the south, by the way, by itself. And the south is a fire direction in the Bagua. And each direction, remember, has an element and an animal. And we're learning the Bagua. And the Bagua is fixed. It doesn't move around. Now, what we learn that does move around during our Bagua walk are the flying stars or the low shoe. And those numbers do move around daily and even hourly if you want to keep track. However, for a feng shui way, we kind of put that into place at least once a year in our space. And you can get a feng shui consultation, and that includes your spiritual profile of your Western astrology, because feng shui is sort of a parallel to the Western world. Like, you end up with an animal and an element in the Asian side of the world. They all pretty much know what animal they are, and they also may know their element. They probably know their compass direction of where their animal is. And so if you're interested in that, you can find out. Just get a compass, and then there's some free websites online, and you can find out your animal, and you can find out which element you are, because that is really fun stuff to know, just like your Western astrology is really fun to know and work with. This is a whole other thing you can work with. And that's part of the consultation. You just get those charts, and so you just have them forever. Those are you, like the Bagua is you. And so, for instance, if you are a horse-born, then you are the south. You would want to pay attention for instance, to the south in your actual house. And you would want to make sure, for one, you know what I'm going to say, it's clean, and that you're not storing or old files there, or, you know, muddy shoes don't go there. If you're a horse and that's your house, put those things anywhere else except for your direction in the south. And another thing that we cover when Pathfinder and I do your feng shui consultations is where your front door is located. That is super important. In the Bagua, that's in one of these directions. So, for instance, let's say your front door was facing south. All of this information, like for the Bagua south, you're going to want to pay attention to, because that's where you walk in every day. And so that's the energy of the south. And the south, like I said, was fire. And what represents fire in feng shui is actual fire. Pathfinder and I always work with the real elements. And so if you wanted to make sure that the south was all beautiful, you could have your fire stuff there. Now, hey, wait a minute, because the annual flying star that went to the south is the seven star. And for those of you following the flying stars, this one is representing some sort of robbery or burglary. And also, if you've been listening, it was that one star that got changed its meaning a little while back in the period of eight. And it used to be an auspicious star, meaning more accumulation, like as in the stock market or as in gambling. And then it all of a sudden got changed to a watch out, it's a burglary star. So we want to pay attention to the burglary part, because burglary can happen in all kinds of different ways, not just, you know, unfortunate burglary that happens somewhere else to other people in their house, but also it can happen to something in the mind, you know, somewhere where somebody's just really, really becoming kind of an energy burglar to you. I know that sounds odd, but it can happen in different realms. It doesn't have to be physical. Remember, we have the balance of our four realms, and we consider in feng shui the elements, the five elements, and the balance of that. And so how we balance this star, because it's a metal star in it just itself, and it lands over in what kind of sector is the south again? Fire. It's a fire sector. So the metal kind of melts a little bit over there in that fire sector. So the fire kind of a little bit takes care of that star a little bit. But let's still pay attention. So that just means, you know, up your attention to that. And how we can do that in elemental wise is add a little bit of water. And not a lot of water. I don't mean build your huge pool back there, because remember, it's a fire area in the Bagua. It will always remain a fire area. So you don't want huge pools of water there. You want to activate your Bagua in a friendly way. And so you could put a little bit of water in your south, in however that works for you. You can add blue, and you can add a pitcher of water in both ways. I meant on the wall, but now that I think about it, you could just put a pitcher of water on the floor there. It could have standing water in it, because in feng shui, that's a cure to have a little container of, it's called yin water. It's not doing anything, right? It's not in a waterfall. It's not a big area, just a little bit of yin water. And since it's a seven star, go ahead and put seven little water pebbles in there with it. And you can do that for an Asian natural feng shui cure. Or you can just put some blue over there. You know, add touches of blue this year. Add a little bit of blue, and then, you know, next year it'll be completely different. But that's not until next February. So you have some time. And now also, if you're interested in activating your fame and recognition, that's your south. And so you also want to keep that clean. If you're in any industry where your fame or recognition means something to you, then your South should mean something to you too. So keep that nice and tidy. And in the Bagua way, it's fire, so go ahead and have fire things over there. But remember, just for this year, it's got to have a splash of water or a little bit of earth. And so how that can happen, and especially if you have a door there, is you can put two rocks, one on either side of your door, on the inside or outside. That wouldn't matter. And they can be pretty rocks or water rocks, or you can just choose the ones that you like. And that will ground and add earth into the fire sector, because remember, sprinkling earth over fire will also put out fire. So that's just what happens with the feng shui cure using the five elements. It's really, really easy. And there are 9 sectors in your house, by the way, that if you have a consultation, we go through your front door and... it's super fun. So if you're interested in something like that, get in touch with Pathfinder and I and set up an appointment. And we do your time zones and any time zones. We are doing this constantly at different times all over the place because we have clients all over the place. And sometimes we go into your real house. So coming up in L.A. here soon, if you're interested in that also, get in touch with us for a feng shui consultation, and that will include all your feng shui spiritual profiles and your astrological Western charts, because sometimes a lot of that in combination is really fun to work with if this is something that you're starting to do right now. And this is something that comes into your space. And so you put it in your space. You put these things in the South where you live. So get a compass and find your south and make sure that you have something over there glittery or something that's going to represent your fame and recognition luck, and get that going if that's something that you want to do, all right? And that's something we all actually should really, really care about, and especially the middle daughter. Because the middle daughter is the family member that belongs in the South. And so if you are a middle daughter, or if you have a middle daughter that you want to do better, then you pay more attention to the South as well. All right, next week we're going to go on our Bagua walk to the Southwest. And the Southwest, remember, it's the year of the sheep. And the sheep is over there with the monkey in the Southwest. For all you sheep or monkey, stay tuned for next week, because your show on what to do in your Southwest sector, and all of us who want to boost up the matriarch, which we want to do. So that is next week. And also some fun boosts for the South. I want to get back to that just a little bit. Victory horses can go in the South. Remember, since the South is the horse direction, images of the horse is way fun to put in the South. And they have to be victorious-type looking horses, all right? That means they could have flags on them or ribbons or prizes and things like that can also go in the South. And for our feng shui fitness part, it is the eye. The South rules the eye, as in we see. And I want to recommend bodybuilding.com for online videos for any of you wanting to work out. And they have every sort from beginning to pro. And I like to support all of those, and especially the in-between ones. And if you're just looking for a boost, they have a huge online video library, and I love it there. And so I recommend that you go there. And next, we have a lovely treat of, yes, Pathfinder coming up. Mahalo, Pathfinder.
Matakiapi Miedo Chunku Oksape. Sending a shout out and a heartfelt handshake and hug to everybody. Blessings and love across the board. And also, all of us give our Mother Earth a big hug and remember our solar family and all our relatives seen and unseen. So it's good to be with everybody here on Aloha Healers Network. Today, our topic is the Medicine Buddha and you. Part of the goal of our Aloha Healers Network is to share spiritual and healing technologies. These are organic technologies that become an actual tool for folks around the world, as well as to give boost both through prayer and through spiritual declaration to all the indigenous healers and all the healers, because there's a huge group of folks in what we call the Western medicine that have taken this oath of Hippocrates for being helpful and harmless. And he's an ancient Hippocrates, and then the being working with him. His name is Hermes, which is related to Mercury, by the way. And Hermes bringing the arts of medicine and geometry and initiation and many other health ways through Ptolemy and others in that ancient Mediterranean world. And so to put a shout out also to those that have made this oath to help through the biotechnology for that to be for the good of all. And so we're beginning our deeper approach into the way of the hands, the Nape Wichoka. And in the way of the hands, we come to understand that it's actually God's power. It's actually the Creator's goodwill. It's actually the underlying helpfulness and health of the earth and of the universe that restores us. We're birthed from this. We are birthed through the loving heart thought of Creator, and we're given this physical two-legged form by our Mother Earth, who also has many other children. All those that are here upon her or in her, or above her, these are our relatives through our connection that she is our mother. And so the Medicine Buddha tradition is the origin of Reiki. When we talk about Reiki, we're usually thinking about the emergence of the Japanese way of the hands that has to do with energy healing, but then also some more intricate techniques like tapping and utilizing the meridians and a type of biofeedback, a type of therapeutic touch, you could say, that's in this Japanese way of the hands. But when we go back into the origin stories, we find out that Master Yashui, who is the founder of Yashui Reiki Dojo, or if I can say it right, Kiyomo, that he actually fasted for 21 days in order to seek the help of this great being of healing, who is known as the Bodhisattva Great Healing, the Medicine Buddha, the King of the Lapis Lazuli Light. And so let's go back in our memory. Let's go back in ancestral memory for just a second. And even before the universe had solidified, even before there really was much physicality in the element that we call Earth, when everything was still very warm and it was still pretty dark and stars were being born and all this sort of stuff, there were pre-existent beings in a type of spiritual world that is hard for us to grasp. And we call these original powers. These are the firstborn, or perhaps they're even uncreated, pre-existent, And the Medicine Buddha is one of these beings. The Medicine Buddha comes to us through the auspices of the wings of the Holy Spirit, delivering pure health and helpfulness for body, heart, mind, and spirit. And so they say in the ancient times, and this is very similar to a story that the Lakota have about creation, is that this being, the Medicine Buddha, bled, and that in the bleeding of this heartful love of health came the element that we know as the lapis lazuli. And so whenever we see lapis upon the earth, this is the blood of the Medicine Buddha. And it's come to be known among many of the mystics and other traditions that this lapis is very good for our spiritual perception and our mental perception and even emotional clarity. And so it's utilized as a source stone for helpfulness in terms of information and in terms of the pure essence of the gold and the indigo. And this gold and indigo, other than being, the colors of many schools across the country, this gold and purple, the gold represents the richness of the nectars of life, and the purple are the robes of the spirit. And so it is a combination of a life well lived with the anointment of the spiritual grace from above. And so we can be living trees of grace and light and health also. Now, this is to say there is a training way that goes with the Reiki. Typically, it is a four-door initiation, each one being more intricate and deeper in health and medicine. And these four steps are found in the Medicine Buddha Mandala. If you look at the little reel player there that shows pictures, the second picture is the Medicine Buddha. And then the one right after it is the Medicine Buddha's Mandala, which shows the path of the Reiki or the medicine way, and also shows other helpers that are involved in this process of first health, and then enlightenment, actualization. And you'll notice, maybe if you can see it, I know it's a little bit fast moving across there, that there are seven medicine Buddhas, and then the eighth medicine Buddha is Shakyamuni, or the one that is known as the Lord Buddha, and that these eight have dedicated themselves to this practice of full health and help, so that the essences of life can fully permeate us as we walk upon the earth, as is meant to be. This is part of our birthright, to walk in health in the physical, in the astral, in the etheric, and in the divine light of spirit. And so this is to say that yes, through the Aloha Healers Network, we're extending a hand that any that wish initiation upon the Reiki path can get a hold of me at pathfinder1111@gmail.com, because there are actually attunements that are involved in not just knowledge, but also a communion and connection with the Medicine Buddha and these other helpers. There are also the medicinal goddesses that come in, and the helpfulness of many angels and bodhisattvas, you could say. But there is a team of healers who are ancestors and who are angelic. In other words, they are appointed to be helpful. And then even our own grandmothers and grandfathers, guides and guardian angels that are with us. And so through the hand of grace, this blue hand of the Medicine Buddha, which holds this mirabilan plant, we receive the grace of this training, as well as all of the ways of the hands, all of the societies from around the world that work with this way of healing, including those with this Hippocrates oath. The medicine Buddha is their friend. The medicine Buddha is the friend of all who seek health and healing. And as a basis of this, the type of help, the Tibetans understand from the teachings of the medicine Buddha that there are actually three causes of illness. And these are emotional and mental. And the first one is passion, as in too much passion. The second one is aggression, as in anger or hatred. And the third is ignorance, as in we actually know more than we act upon. And then ignorance is also the sleeping man, or the drunken man, or the one that just doesn't want to hear or pay attention. And so these are actually the three causes that are seen of any type of ailment. And so in the path of the medicine Buddha, first there is physical healing. Second, there is mental and emotional healing for the causes of the illness. And then there is an ultimate healing, which is a emotional, mental, and spiritual healing, whereby we walk in the paths of enlightenment. Because the medicine Buddha is the source of the Reiki through the power of Creator and has been appointed as an original healer, the medicine Buddha extends to all of us this natural talent and then also this boosted gift of the Reiki and of the medicine Buddha healing. And during the next few episodes of the show, we'll be going into some of the teachings concerning this. But basically, go ahead and look up and find yourself an image of the medicine Buddha. As they say that even looking upon the medicine Buddha brings an instantaneous blessing. And then if you have a picture of that medicine Buddha or maybe a little medallion or something, you can put that in the east of your home, and that'll bring that enlightenment and that healing directly from the medicine Buddha through the power of the sun and through the happiness of the dancing rabbit in the east. And so that's to say that when we connect with the great healers, like Elijah, like Emmanuel, like the medicine Buddha, like the peacemaker, these ancient ones that have brought these skills to the earth, they themselves are backed by a great symphony of spiritual healing and healers, and it's by the grace and power of God. And it's by following the sacred laws of nature that all is restored to health. And so, in the name of the medicine Buddha and the Mother Earth, let all of creation be infused with the golden and indigo light of healing. And so I put a shout out to our friend the medicine Buddha. And through the medicine Buddha's direct communion with you, you can be empowered, will be empowered if you choose, to walk forward in greater strength, shining like a light upon your world. Yeah. Next time, maybe we'll get to the medicine Buddha's mantra, too.
Okay.
Want to remind everybody, if you're going to be in Virginia in June, Dr. Hatta will be there in Richmond, and you can get a hold of him at hatta-ki.com, hatta-ki.com. for training and or healing through Taoist healing technologies. And also, Brenda and I will be over in L.A. coming a later part of June to have some circles and some sessions and whatnot. And so I give thanks to everybody. Blessings of the medicine Buddha upon you and the love of Christ and all of our sacred relatives, affirming love and light and peace.
Mahalo Anui Loa Pathfinder. And mahalo to all of you for tuning in. We thank you for taking the time to listen. And remember, extend ourselves in the emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical. All rise thus together. And the five Reiki principle closing. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with and respect to all living beings. Today, I do my work honestly.
Ina asio he wane yang ging te lo he. Ina asio he wane yang ging te. Ni tong ka shi la he wane yang ging te lo he. Ina asio he wane yang ging te lo he.